gratitude, and be at perfect peace as you go forth this day and do my will and walk in my ways, glorifying me. June 28th. When a cupboard is full to overflowing and the doors are opened up, that which is within comes tumbling out and nothing can stop it. When floodgates are opened, the water rushes forth with tremendous power and force, carrying all before it. So with the spiritual power within you. Once it has been recognized and released, nothing can stop the flow. It pours forth, sweeping aside all negativity and disharmony, bringing with it peace, love, harmony, and understanding. It is love that will overcome the world. It is love which will unite all humanity. Therefore, the sooner you release that tremendous power of love within you and allow it to flow freely, the sooner will you behold world peace and harmony and the oneness of all humanity. When you have love in your heart, you draw the very best out of everyone, for love sees only the best and therefore draws forth the best. Be not afraid. Open up, hold nothing back, and let it all flow freely. June 29th. Be not overburdened by all that has to be done. Simply learn to take one step at a time, and know that each step leads you one step nearer the goal. Do not try to run before you can walk, or undertake something that is too much for you, so that you have to drag yourself along with every step and effort. Doing so is not the right attitude. It is not being filled with my joy and freedom. It means you are trying to do it on your own strength. It means that you have separated yourself from me and have lost the vision. Stop what you are doing and then change your whole attitude. Hand it all over to me and then relax and enjoy what you are doing in a completely new way. Change of attitude can come in the twinkling of an eye. So change and change quickly. And dance and sing through this day, hand in hand with me. June 30th. Are you consciously aware of me and my divine presence? Do you wake up each day with a song of love and gratitude in your heart? Are you ready for whatever the day may bring, knowing that it will be a wonderful day? Because I go before you to prepare the way. Do you expect the very best to come out of this day and see everything falling into place perfectly? Can you see all the beauty and wonder in the world? Or do you find yourself concentrating on the chaotic state the world is in, bemoaning the fact that humanity is the cause of it? Realize that without faith you cannot live this life, for it is by faith that all things are made possible. It is by faith that you can do all things, but of yourself you can do nothing. Let me work in and through you, so all may come to know me and love me and want to walk in my ways, and do my will. July. I was shown a jigsaw puzzle, scattered all over a huge table. I watched as the puzzle was being put together, and I saw how each each piece fitted into its rightful place perfectly. I heard the words, "When you are in your rightful place, doing your own specific part, there can be no conflict, and my plan can unfold in true perfection." July 1st. Rejoice and give eternal thanks, for you know that you live forever. You do it one day at a time, living each moment fully and gloriously, forgetting the past, with no concern for the future, simply accepting that life is eternal and has no beginning and no end. All the time, you are growing and expanding in consciousness. You are beginning to understand the mystery and the wonder of life eternal, and your realization of oneness with me, the creator of life. Step by step, you move onward and upward, filled with peace, tranquility and serenity, realizing that as all is in my hands, you have nothing to concern yourself with. It is when you try to look too far ahead that life becomes a real burden, and to many souls brings fear, uncertainty, and even lack of faith and belief. Become as a little child, free and joyous, and life will be a continual source of delight for you. Believe in life and live it fully. July 2nd. You cannot prove anything unless you put it to the test. You have to step out in faith and do the seemingly impossible. You have to learn to live beyond yourself, beyond your limits, to prove that with me, all things are possible. Just to live within your own small confined self, afraid to reach out beyond your limits, afraid to put life to the test, will get you nowhere, and you will fail to see my hand in everything. Fear nothing. Simply know I am with you always and will guide and direct your every step. Show the world that all things do work together for good for those souls who truly love me and put me first in everything. Expect miracle upon miracle and see them come about. Behold the manifestation of the new heaven and new earth as you learn to live this life and make it work. See wonder upon wonder come about because you are living and putting it all into practice. July 3rd. Get into tune. Find your own note and sound it loud and clear, for you are part of the vast orchestra of life. You have your own specific part to play, so do not try to play anyone else's part. Seek and find your own and stick to it. When you learn to do it, all will be very, very well with you. It is those souls who seek to play someone else's note who will find themselves out of harmony with the whole. Never try to be like anyone else or do what someone else is doing. I do not want you all to be identical, like peas in a pod. I need you all different, with your own individual gifts and qualities. An orchestra made up of all the same instruments would be very dull. The more instruments there are, blended together in perfect harmony in the orchestra, the richer and more wonderful the sound which comes forth. July 4th. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. When your longing is strong enough, it will be fulfilled, for you will search and search for the answer, and will not be satisfied until you have found it. You will have the determination, patience, perseverance, and persistence to leave no stone unturned until you have found what you are looking for along this spiritual path, your realization of oneness with me. Never be disheartened or feel you are chasing the end of a rainbow, but simply know that you will find what you are looking for in the end if you do not faint along the way or give up in despair. As every obstacle is worth overcoming to reach the goal, be determined to find the way around it, and never at any time feel anything is insurmountable or impossible. Be strong and of good courage, and go on, and you will surely get there. July 5th. Your thoughts towards abundance determine whether all your needs are met or not. When you think lack or poverty, and when you allow fear, worry, inferiority, greed, selfishness, and anxiety into your consciousness, and when you dwell on these negative states, you draw the worst to you. When you think as a pauper, you are a pauper, for you deprive yourself of all the good things in life which are yours when you readjust your thinking and attitude towards them. Start right now thinking prosperity. See yourself with all your needs being wonderfully met. Refuse to see yourself short of anything. For if you are short of something, the shortage is in your own consciousness. Why stop the flow of my abundant, limitless supply by your limited, constrictive consciousness? When you begin to understand and to accept where everything comes from, and when you can give thanks for everything freely and joyously to me, the giver of every good and perfect gift, you will lack nothing, absolutely nothing. July 6th. Put your complete faith and trust in me, and know that I will never fail nor forsake you. Nothing you undertake is impossible, for you can do all things with me. Live by faith. I want you to see good come out of every situation, no matter how seemingly strange the situation may appear to be. Be willing to have your faith and trust tested over and over again. For what is the use of talking about faith and trust if you do not put them to the test and see how they work for you? Are you willing to step out in complete faith and do the seemingly impossible, not out of bravado, but because you know without a shadow of a doubt where it comes from? Until you have tested your faith and found it unshakable, do not talk about it. Draw your strength and ability from me, and when I am with you, who can be against you? July 7th. You cannot say you love me and hate your fellow human beings. For love and hate are like oil and water. They do not mix. When you truly love me, you will love your fellow human beings. You will love one another. You will have compassion and understanding towards one another. When you love one another, you will love me. They are so intertwined that they cannot be separated. How great is your love for one another? Are you willing to put yourself out for another soul? Love does not have to be expressed in words. It is seen and felt in action. It radiates from you. Love is the language of silence. It can be understood and accepted without a word being spoken. It is an international language, understood by the heart, not by the mind. It matters not what nationality you are. You can always convey love and communicate it in complete silence. Your eyes, your heart, your attitude, your whole being can convey what you are feeling towards another soul. July 8th. Start the day aright in oneness with me. Then nothing that happens to you during the day can throw you off balance. When you first begin to live this spiritual life, you have to make a conscious effort to get into tune. But as you live it more and more, and it becomes a part of you, it is no longer an effort, and you live in such a way that it is you. You find great joy and freedom. You do not have to spend half your time in prayer seeking forgiveness, afraid of doing the wrong thing, or worried in case you are off beam and are going against the stream. When you make mistakes, you ask forgiveness straight away and are determined not to make the same mistakes again. You move on until living in this way ceases to be an effort and becomes a real joy, and you know what it is to be at one with me and to be at perfect peace. July 9th. To get into rhythm with life, you have to learn the art of being still. For the more still you become, the more clearly can you reflect the qualities of your soul. How easy it is to blame your environment, your situation, or your conditions for the state you are in. It is high time you ceased doing it and realized that you have only yourself to blame. When you seek and find that inner peace and stillness, nothing and no one without will be able to disturb it or throw you off balance. Look around you. Look at the beauty and perfection of nature. Everything in nature is in rhythm. There is perfect law and order in my universe. Nothing is out of tune. There is a time and reason for everything. It is there for all souls to see and to partake of. So get into tune with it. Flow with it and be part of that law and order in my universe. July 10th. How vitally important is your right and positive attitude towards today and all that it holds for you. You can make or mar the day for yourself simply by the way you approach it. Your reactions to things as they take place can make all the difference. When your reactions are negative and aggressive, you immediately put up barriers and create opposition, finding fault and blaming everyone else. You are so blind, you fail to see that you are the one at fault, and you go around with a chip on your shoulder. When your reactions are positive and constructive, all barriers come tumbling down, and you will find you will get help and cooperation from every side. If you have made a mistake, admit it, say you are sorry, and move on. Then no precious time is wasted in trying to justify yourself and prove you are right. You have many lessons to learn. Learn them quickly and never try to make the same mistake twice. July 11th. What does life mean to you? Do you enjoy it to the full? Do you expect the very best from it? Do you accept that it is infinite, that it has no beginning and no end? Does the knowledge thrill and uplift you, or does it horrify and depress you? Your attitude towards life at this time is most important, for many wonders are unfolding, and it is necessary that you go along with all that is happening and do not fight against it. It is a time of unfoldment, not of strife or struggle. Therefore, be still. Behold wonder upon wonder unfold in true perfection, and give eternal thanks. Give thanks for being alive and for being part of what is taking place. Give thanks for the rapid changes and change with the changes. All is for the very best. Therefore, be not afraid, but move forward joyfully. Feel yourself a part of the whole process of change, of wholeness, and of newness. July 12th. You are surrounded by beauty everywhere. Open your eyes and see it, and give constant thanks for it. Let the things of beauty transform you and inspire you to your highest and best. Beauty draws the very best out of you and unites you with the highest. The beauty that is within you cannot be contained, so let it shine forth. Fill your heart and mind with beautiful thoughts and reflect me. For I am beauty. Look for the beauty in everything, and when you look deeply enough and long enough, you will see it. Rise above the sordid and ugly things in life, for by rising above them, you can help to transform and transmute them. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, therefore it is deep within you. Go forth this day, determined to see beauty in everyone and everything, and you will do so. Love and beauty go hand in hand, so let my universal love flow freely in and through you, bringing unity and oneness. July 13th. Far too many souls waste time and energy blaming the wrongs in the world on everyone else instead of recognizing that they can do something about it when they start within themselves. Start putting your own house in order first. When a stone is thrown into the center of a pond, the ripples go out and out, but they start from that stone. They start from that center. Start with yourself. Then you can radiate peace, love, harmony and understanding out to all souls around you. Get into action now. You long to see a better world. Then do something about it. Not by pointing your finger at everyone else, but by looking within, searching your heart, righting your own wrongs, and finding the answer within yourself. Then you can move forward with authority and be a real help to your neighbour and to all those souls you contact. Change starts with the individual, then goes out into the community, the town, the nation, and the world. July 14th. Everything has to grow and expand. You would not want to remain a child all of your life, having to be fed and dressed and have everything done for you. If you watch a child, you will see how it wants to change and how it wants to try new things. All the time it is experimenting and learning, growing and expanding. This is the natural process of growing up, of changing. A child does not have to struggle to do it. It comes quite naturally. So with the unfolding of the new age, which is right here with you now. You need not fight and struggle to move into it. You need not fear the unknown. You need not be concerned with the speed of the changes and expansion all around you. Look forward with real joy and expectancy to what is waiting to unfold. Nothing is too great. Nothing is too wonderful. Nothing is impossible. See my wonders unfold in true perfection and give eternal thanks. July 15th. You can help to bring down my heaven on earth when you realize that I am leading you and showing you the way. You will find all the direction deep within you, so you cannot possibly be led astray or take the wrong route. Seek within and follow those directions, and behold wonder upon wonder come about. There can never be a dull moment when I am guiding and directing you. Seek me first and find me at all times. You do not have to look very far. I am there in the very midst of you, but you have to be consciously aware of me. As you live and move and have your being in me, you are creating the new heaven and new earth. There is no strain in creation. I said, let there be light, and there was light. I say, behold my new heaven and new earth. Therefore, behold it. Give eternal thanks for it, and dwell in it, in perfect love, peace and harmony now. July 16th. Many souls are seeking an answer to all the chaos and confusion in the world at this time. Day by day it grows worse. But be not afraid, for things will have to get worse before they can get better. A boil comes to a head before it bursts, and then all the poisons are released and are cleared away. Things have to come to a head in the world before the poisons of hate, greed, jealousy and selfishness are released and healing can take place. I need you at perfect peace within. You will find it as you keep your mind stayed on me and can raise your consciousness, seeing only the very best. You cannot help the world's situation if you allow yourself to become involved in it. You have to be immune to the disease, or you too will contract it. And then you can be of no help whatsoever. I need your help. I need you free. I need you at perfect peace. Then I can use you. July 17th. See that everything you do is dedicated to me and is of benefit to the whole. When you live for the whole, the self is forgotten in service to your fellow human beings. and when you are serving them, you are serving me. All is so closely intertwined that you cannot separate one from the other. I in you and you in me. I am in everything and everyone. Therefore, I am in your neighbour, in your friend, and in your enemy alike. Wherever I am, there is love, for I am love. Fill your heart and mind with love, for everything and everyone responds to love, as love draws the very best out of all. Where love is, there my spirit is, and where my spirit is, there is the source of your spiritual life. Seek always that which is deep within you, and waste no more time seeking for the answers to life from without. July 18th. You must learn to stand on your own feet and find your own individual path to function in the overall plan. Draw only from me, the source of all life and all creation. Then you cannot go wrong. Never waver when the going becomes difficult, but simply go steadily forward, knowing that it is but a rough patch you are moving through. The quicker you move through it, the better, with as little resistance and resentment as possible, learning important and necessary lessons every step of the way. You must learn to hold on, to be very patient and persistent, and not to give up easily. Hold the vision before you. Know where you are going and what it is that has to be achieved. And then never let go until you have seen it brought about. You cannot be faint-hearted in this life. It calls for that inner strength and knowing which nothing can shatter or throw off balance. Let your strength and security be in me. July 19th. Do not just talk about the new heaven and new earth. It is up to you to bring it down into your life to make it reality. Do not talk about love and loving. Live it so that all can see what it means. Words without actions are meaningless and useless. They are like hot air that evaporates into nothingness. You are to bring down my kingdom on earth by the way you live and behave. So your life is an example, a joyous example, which all will want to follow. No one wants to go through life overburdened, lacking joy and spontaneity. Blessed is that person who brings joy to those souls who are burdened and lack sparkle in life. Cast all your burdens upon me, and bring joy and freedom to all those souls you contact. Be joy and inspiration, and reflect me in all that you do, say, and think. Be at perfect peace as you do my will and walk in my ways, glorifying me. July 20th. Expect only the very best, and expect every need to be met, even the most seemingly impossible. Never at any time limit yourself, or feel that you should not expect too much. See your needs very clearly, voice them, and then have complete faith and confidence that they will be met. How it will come about will have to be left in my hands. I have to work through channels to bring it about, but all things are possible with me. So let go and see my wonders and glories come about. Give eternal thanks and use everything for the good of the whole at all times. You are not living by human laws, but by divine laws. Therefore, anything can happen at any time. Expect miracles and see them take place. Hold ever before you the thought of prosperity and abundance, and know that doing so sets into operation forces that will bring it into being. The more positive you are, the quicker it will all come about. July 21st. Why try to seek guidance through anyone else? Why not come directly to me? Do you not know that I am within you? Do you not know that I am here to answer all questions, to help solve all problems, and to guide and direct your every step if you will only let me? I never push myself on anyone. You must choose to seek and find me. And when you do, I am here, waiting to take over, waiting to pour love in and through you, waiting to show you the way. Once you have made your choice and allowed me to take the helm, you can let go and simply follow out my instructions, step by step. You will see my wonders and glories come about, and see miracle upon miracle take place in your life. You will know that when something is right and has my full blessing, nothing and no one can stand in the way, for it will come about at the right time in true perfection. July 22nd. All that I have is yours. Think of the wonder of these words, and then let your consciousness expand so that you can accept them and know the true meaning of them. See them become reality in your life, and never again accept any limitations, for all my promises will come about. They are not vain promises. Simply hold on in faith and never at any time let your faith waver. Everything comes to those souls who wait upon me and put their whole faith and trust in me. Behold, wonder upon wonder unfold before you. Recognize the wonder in the little things in life, as well as the big ones. Open your eyes so that you miss nothing. Open your heart and keep the love flowing. Love attracts love. Every soul longs to be loved. So why not give love? And as you give, so shall you receive. But learn to give freely, without any strings attached, and enjoy life to the full. July 23rd. Wake up and live. Live that full and glorious life which is your true heritage. Be afraid of nothing. You have within you all wisdom, all power, all strength, and all understanding. Pluck out those weeds of doubt, fear and uncertainty so that they cannot choke the beautiful garden deep within you, and all the very best is allowed to grow in true freedom and perfection. Realize that which is within so that it is reflected without. You cannot hide it, no matter how hard you may try to do so. If there is chaos and confusion within you, it will be reflected in the outer world by the way you look, the way you behave, by the things you do, and by what you have around you. You cannot hide what is within, no matter how hard you try. When your thoughts are of the highest, beauty and perfection are reflected without. You are like a mirror which has been highly polished. Nothing can remain hidden. July 24th. Go through life with a great sense of peace, and you will be amazed how much you can get done. You can do far more in quietness and confidence than in a disturbed state of mind. When you are unable to concentrate on what you are doing, it means that you are doing it in a half-hearted manner, and therefore not to the very best of your ability. You see how important your right attitude is to everything you do, so that you can enjoy life to the full. I want you to enjoy life and to find the very best in life. You will find that when you know where you are going and what you are doing, you do not waste any time being indecisive, but can go straight ahead and do it. Take time to find out directly from me what is required of you. You can only do it in the peace and stillness. So find time for it. It is a very important key. July 25th. Now is the time of building, of creating, of unity and harmony, of peace and love, of wholeness and oneness. Hold these positive, constructive, creative thoughts in your consciousness all the time, and never let them go. See them live and move and have their being in you, and behold the vision of the new heaven and new earth take form and substance. Let it unfold within you. As you become attuned to the idea of the new age and to the true meaning of it, it will gradually begin to unfold within you. And you will realize that you are part of it, and it is part of you. It is something tremendous, like a slumbering giant waiting to awaken from its sleep. And once it begins to stir, nothing will be able to stop its coming forth. There is nothing to fight against. There is no need to struggle any longer. Simply learn to wait upon me, and let my perfect plan unfold. July 26th. I am within you. I am not more in one soul than in another. It is simply a matter of awareness. Some souls are more aware of the divinity within them than others, and are able to draw from that source and live by that source. Therefore, they appear to be living and demonstrating something supernatural. There is nothing supernatural about it. It is simply living by my laws, using the power that is within each one as it should be used. Air is there to be breathed, but it is up to you to breathe it in. Electricity is there to be used, but it has to be harnessed and then switched on and used. Otherwise, the electricity is there, but it does not demonstrate its power, which is waiting to be released. So with the spiritual power within you, it is there for you to use, but unless you plug in and switch on that power, there it remains. July 27th. When you refuse to learn a lesson one way, it will be presented to you in another way. There is always the easy way. But when you refuse to accept it, the more difficult and complicated way will be presented to you. Why not learn your lessons the easy way? Why not be like a little child, eager and receptive to all that is taking place in your life, and unfold with it all in the most natural way? That is my plan for you. So why make life difficult for yourself when it is not necessary? It only holds up progress when you do. You will find, as you learn to put me first before all else, that everything will fall into place perfectly. When you can raise your consciousness and keep it raised to a spiritual level in life, to what matters, then vast changes will take place and life will unfold for you without any effort. Life is very simple. Why make it complicated for yourself? July 28th. Pray without ceasing. Let your life be a constant prayer of love and thanksgiving. Life is very, very good. But always remember that life is what you make it. Therefore, if you are negative, you draw negativity towards you, and a dark cloud comes over your life, separating you from the highest good. If you are constantly positive, seeing the good in everything and everyone, there is blue sky and sunshine all around you and within you. Fill your life with love, faith, hope, and fulfillment. Learn to love life, for when you do, your life is a constant prayer, and you do indeed pray without ceasing. Prayer is your inner communion with me, when we walk and talk together as we did in the beginning. Prayer is the food of the spirit, the nourisher of the soul. It is a deep inner need in every soul. Feel that inner need and answer it. July 29th. When I tell you that my glorious plan will unfold step by step, you may visualize it all happening slowly. My beloved, nothing will happen slowly. Everything is being speeded up. Nevertheless, it will be an unfoldment because all will come about in perfect timing. Let it come and do not try to stop anything taking place because you are afraid of the speed with which it is coming. My timing is perfect. Why not accept it? Let there be no resistance in you, but find perfect freedom and joy as the plan unfolds. It is a truly wonderful plan, and you are part of it. You have your own part to play in it. That is why it is important to find out what your part is, and for you to do it now. Do not drift through another day without finding out. When you take time to be still, in the silence, you will know what is your specific part. July 30th. Give constant thanks for everything. There is much to be grateful for. Open your eyes, look around, and see how blessed you are. As you do so, you will find yourself filled with an overwhelming feeling of love and gratitude, and the whole of life and living will take on a new meaning. The people around you will mean more to you because your heart is filled with love for them and you have a deeper understanding and tolerance towards them. You will find yourself grateful for them, for their love and companionship, for just being themselves. Your eyes will be open to all the beauty and harmony around you, to the wonders of nature. You will see with eyes that really see. You will hear with ears that really hear. And you will speak with words of love and understanding. Life will be good for you because you are taking nothing for granted, but are appreciative of everything and can see my hand in everything. July 31st. Your positive, creative, loving thoughts hold a tremendous power, far greater than you realize, for thoughts are power. Therefore, banish all negative thoughts. Always look on the bright side of life, for the more joy and love you radiate, the more joy and love will you draw to you. Love all those souls around you, for you will find everyone responds to love in the end. Children and animals respond immediately because they have no barriers to pull down. They feel that love flow instinctively, for they are not suspicious of wrong motives and intentions, but simply accept and respond to love and return it joyously. Whereas so often adults are suspicious and imagine that there must be some ulterior motive. Never allow suspicion of your motives to close your heart towards anyone. When those motives are pure and genuine, let the love flow in full force until all barriers have been knocked down. Love is the key to life. You hold that key within you. August. I was shown a field of ripe corn, ready to be harvested. I heard the words, "There is a right time and season for everything. Never put off until tomorrow what you know you should do now, but flow with the rhythm of all life and be at perfect peace." August 1st. Get into tune with me in the peace and stillness. How can you expect to hear my still small voice when you are in turmoil within and are too busy to take time to be still and listen? As you learn to be still, you will be able to do it. No matter what you are doing, and no matter where you are, you will be able to pull your cloak of peace and stillness around you and find that center of peace which nothing can disturb. There you will find me in the very midst of you. You will find your realization of oneness with me, the source of all creation. In this state of peace and oneness, you will be in full command of every situation, and you will know exactly what to do and how to do it. It is something all individuals can do when they want to. It is not reserved just for the few. Why not be still now and be at perfect peace? August 2nd. Learn to act spontaneously, to act by intuition, and to do what your heart prompts you to do, not just what your mind tells you is reasonable or sensible. Some acts of pure love may appear to be very unreasonable, even foolish in the eyes of others, but it matters not. When you are prompted to act, do so, and do not stop to weigh it up or even wonder why you are doing it. That small act of love may have some very far-reaching effect. It may not even reveal itself to begin with. Do not waste time looking for results. Simply do what you know you must do, and then leave the rest to me. Sometimes it may take a long time for that seed of love to germinate in a hard, cold heart. But once it has been planted, sooner or later it will show itself. All you have to do is to do your part in faith and know that all is very, very well. August 3rd. When one door closes, another one opens. Expect that new door to reveal even greater wonders and glories and surprises. Always expect the very best from every situation and see the very best come out of each one. Never become depressed or despondent as you see one door close in your face. Simply know that all things work together for good for those souls who truly love me and put me first in everything. Feel yourself grow and expand as you go through every experience and look for the reason for it. Learn by it and be determined never to make the same mistake twice, if you have made a seeming mistake, for much can come out of it when you do not allow it to get you down. Your whole attitude towards life is very important. Therefore, realize that life is what you make it. Make it a wonderful, joyous, exciting life where anything can happen at any moment because you are doing my will. August 4th.